This is Twit.
You have a great piece in Macworld about how iOS 11 will change the way we listen to podcasts. We heard a little bit of that at WWDC. There was going to be, you know, better discovery, you know, better ways for podcasters and advertising companies to be able to see, like, when, you know, you stop listening to us because we've gone on and on too long. Are these features already in iOS 11? I tried to look around. I mean, obviously that tracking is something outside of the podcast app, but can you play around with these if you've installed the beta of iOS 11?
No, there are some things that are in there, but it's more like at the developer conference Apple had in June, they said, this is where we're going in iOS 11 in the fall. And they told podcasters, here's what you need to do to update your feeds to get these new features. The podcast app in the current public beta of iOS 11, it's got some of that metadata, but not really in any usable form. So it's still a work in progress. I think that they're still tinkering with it. I got some feedback from people who said, but I just went into the beta and it's not there. And it's like, yeah, it's not there, but their intent is for it to be there in the fall. And the idea is there are so many podcasts like Serial where you need to listen from the beginning instead of from the end. And then there are other podcasts that are very timely, like this one, where you want probably the latest episode is the one you want to listen to. And the default for all podcasts has been the latest episode. And they added a bunch of tags to be put in the podcast feeds that supply podcasts, the secret stuff that nobody actually sees that gives the podcast app information about what is in a podcast. Now podcast creators can say, oh, this is meant to be listened to from the first episode forward. They can say, this show has seasons so that you can listen to season 3 or season 2. And also things like teasers and bonus material, which previously were either just sort of littered into the regular podcast feed or they weren't. They were in a separate feed that nobody could listen to. You can put those in the feed and mark them as bonus material or as a trailer for your new season, and the podcast app will do the right thing when it ships, ideally, in iOS 11 this fall. But in the betas, it's not really there yet. It's a great example of Apple kind of using its influence in podcasting to try and better support some of the new kinds of podcasts that have been out recently and are very popular, Serial being the best example.
Right. I mean, because I went in and did you listen to Homecoming, that podcast, the story podcast?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's from Gimlet Media. It's great. It stars Catherine Keener. And, you know, it's basically a drama. I think they've actually optioned it for TV, but it is excellent. And I went and looked and, yeah, it still goes the opposite way instead of, you know, the right way. But I highly recommend Homecoming. I'm surprised that I've listen to something that I know something you don't know, Jason.
I don't have a commute anymore, so my podcast listening is tough. I have to find time when I'm walking the dog or washing the dishes to listen to podcasts. But, you know, I love a podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's kind of an improvisational comedy podcast, and it's got an ongoing storyline. And that's a great example where you kind of need to listen from episode 1, mm-hmm. not from episode 100, because you won't understand what you're listening to. And there are a lot of shows like that. So now, or this fall anyway, find that podcast and say, I want to listen. It'll give you episode 1 and not episode 100. And that's the right thing to do. And I would imagine this is not just going to be Apple's podcast app. So one of the points I make in that article is the podcast feed specification is open. Like, this is not trade secret stuff by Apple. Every podcast feed is readable by any podcast app in existence. Apple is so prominent, it's more than half of the podcast listening that happens in Apple software. It's just a fact. That means that Apple can put one of these new tags in and say, hey, everybody do this. And not only will everybody do that, but everybody who writes another podcast app, if you're using Pocket Cast or Overcast or anything like that, you will get the ability to probably use these same features in those apps because it's open. Those developers know what Apple's doing and they're probably all putting it on their list to support seasons and teasers and bonus material and all of those things too. So in the end, I think it's going to be great for everybody who listens to podcasts.
I'm really excited about knowing digging down and knowing all the details about what listeners or viewers want from us also, because, you know, I mean, you hear from people all the time, especially, you know, when we first started Tech News Today restarted it 2 years ago. You know, there was a whole bunch of people who were like, it's too long, you know, and then a lot of people like, it's too short. And, you know, it really depends on, what kind of commute you have usually, or how many dirty dishes you have, whether something is too long or too short. And, you know, I mean, you can sort of base that on the people that take the time to email you or tweet at you. But there's a whole lot of other people who, you know, won't ever do that. I'm one of them, you know, that wouldn't, like, you know, I don't usually email podcast hosts. So I'll just stop listening if I don't like it. And so I would love to know, you know, if we are too long, too short, you know, what people like, where they turn off, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and Apple will be able to, for the first time, let podcasters do that. And I think that'll be good for podcast listeners too, because we're all going to have a better idea of when too much is too much. And if I think it's going to happen that a lot of podcasters are going to realize that they can release a 2-hour podcast if they want, but that, you know, more than half of their listeners don't get through the first 80 minutes of it or 50 minutes of it or whatever that number is. And they're going to realize, oh, why am I even wasting my time with a 2-hour podcast if nobody can make it to the end? And that maybe that will be, that'll be informative. That'll make the podcast maybe tighter and better. And we'll learn, you know, we'll also learn like where the ads go and when people are listening to ads and when they aren't. And it's good because people don't know. Podcasters have no idea how people listen to podcasts now. All we know is you downloaded the file, and that's kind of it. So by providing this data to podcasters, that'll be a big step forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we'll know if people like listening to a podcast about two podcasters talking about podcasting.
Yeah. Or if everybody has left the room now.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible. We'll know someday.